Y'all.
What?
We need to assemble right now, start listing who would be in our dream fucking season of traders.
Oh.
How fun is this exercise? Let's do it.
I love this. I love this.
Round robin, round robin. Okay? Eric, okay. Kick it off.
Odessa as I am.
Okay, topical. Okay.
Nate.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Elizabeth Dandachi, please step to the podium.
Elizabeth?
Wait.
Dandachi.
Let's reset. Let's do a real one.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Can we skip to the good part? Welcome back to Joy Tactics, the breakfast episode, the
Breakfast Files. Club.
Is this the white version of the Breakfast Club?
I think the Breakfast Club was white. Oh, you're talking about the radio show. I was talking about the John Hughes film. How interesting. We have very different cultural.
How interesting where my cultural references go to.
Right.
And what I choose to shine a light on.
I was with Nate when I said Breakfast Club.
You were?
Yeah.
Jack, you want to break down what's happening to your body and insides?
Sure. I'm not sick. And if you're new to the podcast, this is what I always sound like.
You kind of are making, you kind of are going a little Vin Diesel mode.
Oh, excuse me, girl. Do you want me to explain anything to you?
By the way, our algorithm on the Joy Tactics Instagram account, I don't know if you've ever gone to Reels, but it's all like Fast and the Furious, like
100% Vin Diesel.
Like funny Fast and the Furious Reels.
And like OnlyFans models.
Interesting.
Who is that?
Who's doing that?
Because I'm barely ever on that.
You're welcome.
Well, what the hell, man?
If one of you guys is using the Joy Tactics Instagram account to get all fucking horny just to not fuck up your own personal algorithm, that's not what it's for, okay?
I'm sorry to say I don't understand going on Instagram for that. You know what I'm saying? That's weird.
Let's move on.
Move along. So, what'd you guys have for breakfast? I haven't eaten yet, but Jack's had some pizza.
I haven't had anything.
Where's that from, Jack? Cold fire.
Graziella's.
Graziella. Hey, Graziella, can I get a gluten-free pie, no sauce, vegan cheese, raw jalapenos, and some hot honey?
And don't worry about heating it up because I'm having it for breakfast.
Right. And what are you doing next weekend? I have a fucking solo improv set that I'm doing downtown Brooklyn. Why don't you come through? Hello? Did you guys hear that? That was a legendary riff, bro. And you guys are just sitting there. Not even... Bro.
Wish you wouldn't make fun of Brooklyn like that sometimes.
I think downtown Brooklyn is the most ripe area for making fun of. Downtown Brooklyn?
Name one street on it, man.
CVS Street. It feels like it all feels like CVS.
Yeah, it's not full of fucking IPA breweries yet. Like you fucking want. Sorry, dude. Sorry, we still got one gritty, amazing neighborhood with like Cheesecake Factory type of decor and architecture.
Junior's
Cheesecake.
Ooh, that place is bussing.
Okay.
There's a lot to cover here. But what we need to go back to is breakfast. So, Jack, break it down. You ordered that last night, right?
All right. Well, I went out to eat.
Oh, you went out to eat, so those are leftovers.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. On a typical morning, you're going to SNL, and you're about to get on the train. Do you eat before that, or do you grab a bacon, egg, and cheese like all your predecessors?
To be honest, man, I don't really eat breakfast before I go to work. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. But if you okay, because I don't, I'll have a protein shake, you know. But sometimes when we're at the gym, I'll get a little either a little chia pudding, or the last couple of days I've been getting breakfast burritos.
Yum.
Mmm. And Nate yesterday kind of did a fake out on me. He was like, "Dude, I'm gonna get one with you too." I order mine. I'm like, "Did you get one?" He said, "No, I'm gonna go home and eat." Really, man? Really?
Yeah, I'll eat breakfast with you one day, Eric.
Please, man. We have all those credits we need to use.
What do you think is the first meal that any human being ever had? Oh, I think if I talk deeper, that it comes through clearer.
Right.
Because if I talk up here, that's all right. So, do you think the first food ever eaten was breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Oh, wow.
Well, it was probably a piece of leaf, right?
Time of day.
Or a piece of leg, even. So, I bet it was breakfast, bro. Why do I think that?
What think about the first meal ever of a microbe?
Now you're rephrasing the question. I thought you meant once we graduated to humanity, the first human came out of the Australopithecus P word and then woke up and had a bite of leaf or whatever. I thought we were talking about that. But you're talking about microbes? That's a whole different conversation. Australopithecus, by the way.
Yeah. So... Not getting much out of Nate today, man. I don't know what's going on.
I know. He's just... I'm stoking. If this was a fire, I'm blowing on it. I'm hitting it with a stick. I'm adding more wood.
I don't want to talk because it's not pleasant when I speak, man. My voice is fucking gone.
I'm throwing the fire. Do you guys use fire starter, that liquid fire starter?
What? Oh, hell yeah. I'm starting a fire going. Wait. Dude, I will use any means necessary besides a natural way of starting a fire.
So you're allergic to Flint, I see. Interesting.
I'm like dousing that shit with all, if I have like any like gasoline fluid, I'm like spraying the fire with that shit.
I'm shocked to hear that you guys aren't making fires this much.
Dude, that's why we left New York, man. That's why we both left New York and Chicago. Is to come out here and make it to a fire in the solo stove Yukon. Two times a year.
That's all I gotta say.
I was watching a Castaway, that movie with Tom Hanks, and this is going somewhere. And he has to start. Well, some people don't know, man. Some people don't know. You'd be surprised. And he has to start a fire this way, where he's rubbing the sticks together. And that seems literally impossible to rub a stick against another stick enough where the friction causes smoke to some kindling. How is that even possible? That, I mean, literally, I was like, that seems fucking not even real.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of the guys in Australia who were like, you know, they're going to leave me on an island with no food, no water for 48 hours or whatever. And then they do that sometimes. And it's fucking hard.
Damn.
Sometimes they'd be giving up too. They try to do it for a while and then they're like, fuck it. I can't fucking do it.
You know what we're forgetting?
That shit takes like hours.
Here's what we're forgetting because we live, we sleep on Crate and Barrel couches, right? And we watch Roku Ultras every night on over 50-inch screens. And we get to watch the pit and eat, what's it called? The Buddha, the popcorn with the Buddha on it. You know what I'm saying? We forget
Bjorn corn?
Bjorn
corn?
Sometimes. Sometimes that. We forget the indomitable nature of the human spirit. Okay? Our needs are met, right? But the minute that we got cold and hungry... we would turn into different beasts. I can promise you that much.
Hey, bro, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if my needs are to want?
Whoa.
Oh, well, that's why you're an artist and comedy, paid comedy writer certified.
certified pedophile. Not me, Drake.
Right.
But why do I feel like, Eric, if everything wiped away, the power grid went away, most of my job as your friend would be keeping you from stabbing yourself in the neck with like a stick.
See, that's what I've created this persona on Joy Tactics, that I'm weak and I need fucking entertainment every second and information every minute of my life. What we don't realize is if there was an apocalypse, I would turn into the Ray Fine character from The Bone Temple, bro, 28 years later. Svelte, fucking sinewy, skinny.
You'd be collecting
bleaching
skeletons.
People's bones, collecting
that's
skeletons.
That's creepy, dude.
No, bro, it's a memorial. It's a monument to death, bro. That's what I would be doing. I relate with that character so heavy. And I cannot wait to see The Bone Temple. Okay, so imagine this. You're sitting in Pakistan, right? Well, I think I'll have kind of get scrambled eggs and a Western style omelet and hash browns as well. And I'll do an eggnog latte, please. Yeah, we don't really know what that is. So, but we could give you some of our own breakfast. How about a halwa puri and paya? What the hell is that? Well, it's a fried flatbread. And chickpeas. I'm not sure. This is delicious. You see?
Keep this going the rest of the podcast. This solo conversation between you and a Pakistani chef.
You see, different countries have different types of breakfast that we might not be used to, but that doesn't mean they're not downright delicious.
What are you reading?
Bro, that is coming right from my dome.
Internationalbreakfast.com.
That's coming right from my dome, but I am reading an article called The Best Breakfast from Around the World.
Oh, wow.
So,
breakfast can kind of suck it. I'm sorry. I know it's the topic of the day, but if I... Hey. Kill, fuck, marry. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Buy breakfast. Oh, shit. That's right away. Goodbye. Thank you for playing.
Same.
I'm so opposite, bro. Fuck breakfast for every sexy ass breakfast. Yeah, I'll be hooking up with
breakfast.
Yeah. Lunch, kill lunch. I'm over lunch. Lunch is so BS, bro.
I would be hitting lunch from the front, back, and side.
But you know who our girl is? The girl that we've been fell in love with and want to have children with? Dinner, bro.
Dinner. I think we can all agree on that.
Man,
I think, we might be forgetting dessert. Chocolate and vanilla dessert.
Oh, dessert comes
with
all
three.
That's a side
chick. That's not even a part of it. That's who you cheat on.
Hello, Yasso.
You guys need to readjust your whole mind. Lunch is the one that you marry, you see? Because that gives you the sustenance with which you need to survive. Right? Then for dinner, you go, let me freak you for a second. You know what? As the sun comes to a close, so does, you know what I'm saying?
But
you know what I'm saying,
right?
But is there anything better?
I feel so bad.
Is there anything fucking better than sitting down at a diner with a fucking notebook of sketch comedy ideas? Black coffee, please, with milk and sugar. And you open up the menu. There's over 40 pages of breakfast items.
And you don't order anything. You stay there 8 hours. Yeah, right. 50 cents.
And then you run out on the... I just love diners so much. I love diner breakfast so heavy.
They are good.
I could never say goodbye to that. Eggs, bacon, potatoes, fruit. Mm. You know
what
we're
you
not
guys
even
getting?
Real
quick, just on the bacon topic.
Yeah.
Bacon, sausage, bacon or sausage is what I want to know.
Crispy,
those are
bacon.
Often the options.
Crispy bacon.
Yeah, bacon. Bacon gang.
Hey, Jack. Hello. Ask you a question, man.
Bacon or sausage, man?
Listen, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm being quiet for a reason. I fuck with sausage.
No.
In all formats. I like to
links
snap
or
one
patty.
Off.
Patty.
Like links or patty.
Hey, it's the both of them, bro. If I'm getting, I'd rather have a sausage, egg, and cheese than a bacon, egg, and cheese. Trust me. If I'm going to have it next to a pancake, yeah, I want to snap on a sausage. I like bacon. sometimes a little bit. Kind of tastes like hell.
Is it worth the industrial sort of hog industry, though? Is it worth that? I would say bottom line, nah, can't be worth inflicting that much horror. But
right, because with bacon, they American just staple. Peel off a little strip and the pig stays alive.
I wish. I've been trying to.
What if pigs grow back? Fucking, do you, if, what if you translated a pig's mind into English?
And it said, all it was thinking bacon? Was like,
kill me, eat me, please, please, please.
I'm delicious. Dude, I'm so fucking delicious.
Let me feel that.
Well, I'll give you the opposite. What if you put a scanner to a pig's brain and it was doing a multiplication table practicing? Oops. And it was trying to remember the Great Gatsby, and it was writing the Great Gatsby by itself. What would you think then?
There was one, literally there was one sort of person who spoke to an alien telepathically.
And what they said.
One of these videos said. I watched, and they were like, trust me, you guys do not understand the mental powers of animals yet. It was a part of our evolutionary growth.
Speak for, like, and by the way,
even,
they
you don't even
for
understand
themselves.
That I know animals them. Are smart. Yeah.
I know that. I've known that for a long time. Same with plants. I had a short story idea when I was only 16 years old that plants are aliens and they're watching us. The trees are listening. Okay.
What was the story about?
Just that. It was called The Trees Are Listening.
When are you going to drop the short story collection?
Upon my death, 50 years after my death. It'll be sealed until 50 years after my death. So in 81, that shit's cracking open.
The first ever PDF to be a Vimeo staff pick.
Here's what I need to say about breakfast, though. You know what the best bottom line, hands down, blue ribbon breakfast is across the whole world? Mexican breakfast.
Chilaquiles.
Huevos. Rancheros. Breakfast. Yep. Burrito. Breakfast. Taco. Y más. Mm. Prove me wrong.
I can't disagree Prove me wrong. With you. It's delicious.
Now, here's the question. Rojo o verde sauce? That's
verde. Verde. All fucking day, dude.
You know, green. In New Mexico, you can get something called the Christmas special, which is where they mix the colors. They mix,
what
they
the
mix
hell?
Green and red.
That's amazing.
Eric, are you verde?
I mix it up based on feeling.
Okay.
I go on vibes alone. Hmm. You're looking like Finn Wolfhard right now.
Who, me? Yeah. Well, what's funny is I'm going to meet his scrawny ass on Monday.
Hey, yo.
Oh, he's
Please
hosting.
Say what's up. Hey, Jeez. Finn. Dude, message for you. Eric Rail says hello.
What is he, a musician?
Yo, yeah, well? An actor. And I think he's a director.
He's an artist, dude.
Oh, he is. Really?
So he's you a say- pitch, man. Mm-hmm. Sketch pitch. Stranger-er things. Where things like get
dumb
a
and dumber weirder.
Even yeah. more stranger
Honestly,
things.
Honestly, that's a great idea.
Peculiar things.
Oh.
Interesting things.
More sexual things. Mm. Stranger things.
How many people do you think are going to pitch Stranger Tings?
I would say, seven. Based on there being no sketch. Black people working there, 99% of us will pitch that. I'm not going to cut that from this episode, but I'm going to ask everybody mentally cut that.
So, what is your guys' opinion on mixing liquor with breakfast? Mimosas, bottomless bloodies. What do you guys feel about that? Because there was a time in my life where I thought, once I get my money right, I want to be doing bottomless fucking brunches every weekend and be in heaven. And yet I maybe have done it one time. It sounds awful.
I would say I have trauma around this topic. From A, serving at a diner for brunch, exclusively brunch shifts, and B, doing improv brunch at the Second City. I would say brunch is one of the most horrible things to me.
Man, I'm sorry you went through
that. I feel as though brunch has been invented by big alcohol.
Wow.
As a way for them to move, because alcohol has always been a nighttime indulgence. And they said, how can we get alcohol into, we're missing a whole part of the day that people could be drinking. Let's try and invent a new way to get fucked up that's culturally acceptable.
Flip it to the morning. Put it with the eggs. Put it with the toast.
I see right through these fucking corporations.
Have some Baileys. Oh, have a Michelada. Oh, did you know that Grey Goose and Tito's is amazing in a fucking Bloody Mary?
As you're saying this shit, it's like, it's like those Mongolian bowls, song bowls. It's calming me down hearing these names. Tito's, ice cold fucking Tito's. Yeah, hop on a plane. Yeah, go do Madison Square Garden. Yeah, that's Bert Kreischer's lifestyle.
Go do valet at Madison Square Garden.
Take a PJ to go do valet at Madison Square Garden. Earn over fucking $310. Go home, stack it up, repeat, rinse and repeat. But I want to make a pact. I want China to happen, of course. I don't know if it's even on the table. But if that doesn't happen, we're doing a boozy brunch, bro. Just us three. Okay? Imagine us getting faded at 10:30 a.m. downtown Manhattan.
Man.
Can you believe?
Yeah, we
imagine
can make that
that
happen, and then do a Bell House show that day.
Then do a matinee Bell House show.
Wow. And
then 3-day hangover. Check, please.
I feel like we could be the comedians to really lean into those 3 p.m. show slots.
There's something wrong about that to me.
That's what I'm saying.
You think we need
punk.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to reset it. Okay. Nate, because when I was a kid, I used to go see children's theater matinees. That was my nana's Christmas present to me. We'd go see a children's play once a month. Pretty nice. And I loved these plays. Nate, what would it take for you to become a children's theater actor? And by the way, could you even do it? It's not an easy job.
That's not even a question. Of course I could do that shit. Could entertain fucking kids. They're kids, man.
It's hard. It's a tall order.
All I gotta be is dress up as fucking Spider-Man, and that's
no thing. Man, you have to do classic
kids
plays.
Have zero standards, man.
You have to do classic. We saw The Boxcar Children. We saw plays about baseball, all sorts, bro.
Did you see any plays that were like a little too adult? And you're like, there's some adult themes going on here. Interesting choice for this theater company or was it all tame?
I remember being upset by them because sometimes the children would go through extreme. There's some World War II ones that got to me. I forget. I think we saw that Diary of Anne Frank. Jesus. Bleak. That one's bleak.
But, I would definitely pivot to children's entertainment. That's where the fucking money's at, dude. For real. Star Wars, Avatar, these are kids' movies, dude.
But what if you're making $27 Pixar, a day? $27 a performance?
It's not about the money for me, man. I've been telling you that for years.
It's about future generations falling in love with theater. That's what your passion is?
Yeah.
Oh, please take that, man. Immune organic mushroom. Ludicium medicinals.
The people would say that's expensive pee right there.
I would say
you're
going to
pee that out, man.
Oh, bro. No. I would agree with you on anything but mushrooms. Mushrooms. Haven't you seen? Hey, remember that?
What types of mushrooms are in that?
Obviously, organic turkey tail, organic reishi, and organic mitake, a.k.a. Grifola frondosa. I like these scientists. Yeah, trematis.
Mushrooms disturb me greatly. Just put it that way.
Oh, bro. You got
cordyceps.
It all wrong.
Watch Last of Us, dude. Or actually, scratch that. Play Last of Us. And then tell me how you feel about mushrooms. Yuck.
Would you guys go on a foraging journey with me in the forest where we just have to forage for our needs?
Is there 5G?
You know something funny? What? Raleigh went on a foraging quest, in a class kind of in Prospect Park. This is like a year or two ago. And she was like, it was really fun. We like ate berries and stuff. And I was like, oh, did you like, did you get sick? And she was like, yeah. She did. They got sick.
Yeah, that's frightening to eat something from a New York City park.
It was frightening until Zoran Mom Donnie is going to pour motherfucking vitamin water acai all throughout the roots of every tree within the city's landscapings.
Thank you, Zoran. Thank you, bro.
Did you see that Zoran fixed the bump at the bottom of the Williamsburg Bridge?
No. Did he?
Whoa.
There was a little tiny little ramp that connects the bottom of the Williamsburg Bridge in Manhattan with the sidewalk. And it was too bumpy. Now,
it's
a smooth ramp.
Wow. Damn. He's acting quite fast.
And he came and he smacked that thing down. He gave the last smack with the shovel. Yeah.
Have you guys watched the new season of Traitors that just came out? Have you?
No. Oh my God.
I'm just saying this because Michael Rapaport is on it and he has announced his bid for mayor in 2029.
He is the worst.
He doesn't have a fucking chance at all. But everyone kind of like, I feel like he's kind of the villain right now in the first episode. Like everyone's like, fuck,
he's being taken. You think they're going to leave his ass as a scapegoat or take his ass out?
I don't know. The casting is quite strange in this season.
Who else is in it?
The people that I recognize was Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives.
Is she hitting? Is she doing well?
This is going to be a good season. Then who else is in it that I recognize? Oh, Ron Funches, comedian.
Whoa.
Nice.
This is a crazy list of people.
But I don't watch a lot of like reality television, so everybody else I didn't recognize.
Oh, Yam Yam's up in there from Survivor.
Yeah, there's Yam Yam Survivors. Nate. There's a bunch of Real Housewives.
And then there's
professional athletes. There's like two Olympic skaters.
Damn.
Oh, Travis Kelce's mom is
what?
One
the
of
fuck?
Oh, I've been waiting for her ass to come on my TV. That's amazing.
Y'all,
what?
We need to assemble right now, start listing who would be in our dream fucking season of Traitors.
Oh.
How fun is this exercise? Let's do it.
I love this.
Round robin. Okay? Eric, kick it off.
Odessa Azayan.
Okay, topical. Okay.
Nate?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Elizabeth Dandachi, please step to the podium.
Elizabeth?
Wait.
Dandachi.
Let's reset. Let's do a real one. Still. Okay. Okay. I would do.
I would say Nate. I kind of want you. Oh, Nate, I want you to do it.
You want me to do? Just give one person? Or
no, I'm saying I want you to be on the show. I would love to be on the show.
I'll start with this. Jonathan Frakes, who played Lieutenant Riker on the show Star Trek Next Generation.
Okay.
Boom. One.
Okay. Alan Cumming, you are no longer a host. You're in it.
Wow.
Wow. Put the shoe on the other foot.
Okay.
Nate, please say a woman, man.
Shit. I was about to say a dude. Wendy Williams.
Wow.
Is she doing okay? Yeah. Is she okay?
Yes.
She is.
Leave it.
This would bring her back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Who else? Sanjaya Hudson. Bring him back.
What happened to Sanjaya?
What happened? He had a beautiful music career. Now he's on social media.
Mr. Hudson says Sanjaya
Hudson. Whomst else? Whomst else?
Bo Burnham, for sure. Bo Burnham would be a great fucking...
Cat Williams. I mean, if...
Cat Williams. Oh. Dude, Cat Williams would be incredible.
I would say there's...
Ludacris is good.
I mean, it's an amazing lineup. I think that is that good enough?
You know,
Sabrina
I feel
Carpenter,
like,
bro.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Get the views up. Get the views up immediately to the executives.
Bill Clinton
and Bill Clinton
and Barack Obama.
Oh wow, Kirsten Gillibrand, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I would say that was one of the like highest potential riffs with the lowest payoffs.
Well, I don't know. I was blanking thinking of people. I was just blanking.
Sometimes the most people you can think of is the least you've ever thought of in your life.
Period.
Sorry, I'm sucking on a lozenge now.
What about right, what about well. Full English Breakfast? We've talked about this, Nate, but that might be. Oh my God, Muffy is tearing up the New Yorker magazine with the cover of Zoran on there, bro. And his
yo,
new
Muffy, yo, nah, stop that. Yo. That's an agitator, paid whoa, agitator.
I think hey. I know why you're being allergic to her now.
Chill, right? She has conservative tendencies. Mm. Muffy, chill. The magazine is torn up. Just put it that way.
Muffy, let's she get wants attention, here. Man.
Jeez. Nate, do you forgive Joe Rogan for what he has put into the White House?
I forgive. I'll forgive.
We've been
anybody,
waiting for
dude.
This statement.
I'm in a state of forgiveness right now, but just for the rest of my life, dude. I forgive anybody, dude, who wants
you,
it.
You say that, but I've never seen someone hold a grudge harder than you. Hey, man, I forgive you. But you then go for it. Go for it. Go for
I do have a violence. Mental dartboard in my head.
Who's number one? What grade teacher is that?
Do I don't have any no teachers did me wrong like that, honestly.
I got a couple of
I got a couple of teachers that, if they could see me now or remembered who I was now, yeah, let's just say they would be reeling.
I really wonder if a teacher would remember me. Because they've had like you know what I'm saying? Because they've had like
that's so sad.
Well, they just have had 0%. Like every year they're having a yeah. new crop of people come in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm saying 0% of my teachers remember me.
No, you know, even had a teacher reach out.
Fuck no.
Not even after the bear.
I think I had a different relationship with my schooling.
Man.
Would you guys do that thing where you're famous and you go back to your high school and you
with a check,
news crew,
giant check for over $200?
Mr. Beast and a bulldozer. I am turning your gym into a Saudi Arabia. I can't talk right now. This sucks.
But Jack, you're basically primed for a new Pixar character right now.
The brave little toaster.
Let's say you're a new Pixar character named Reggie.
Reggie Watts, hey.
No, man. No, you're trying not to do the voice.
Okay, well, hey, guys. I'm a fucking, what is this?
And you're the personification of a electron. And this is kind of like the subatomic, you know, sort of.
Yo, can I chill with you guys? I'm a fucking particle. I noticed you guys.
This is your in-person audition for a voiceover.
Hey, improvising. It's an honor to get to audition for a Pixar film. I will just mention I was in a car accident and a pole went through my neck. But the emotion's still
there. I had
correct.
To be here. I saw a reel that popped up.
What was it?
It was a guy giving acting advice. And he said, here are three techniques to improve your acting abilities.
Please tell me one. Please give me one.
I've been waiting for an acting help. Tip my whole fucking life.
Help. I'm going to help you guys right now. One of them was picture yourself shining a beam of light from your body. And that is going to bring in that presence that you want, that you want to command as an actor.
From where?
From your entire being.
The whole body?
A light onto your castmate or onto your onto the scene.
All right of a sudden, now. I'm okay. Like 99% more present so quickly.
Yeah, you feel it, right? Try it out. Try it out, Eric, right now.
You can't feel that? It's probably the digital barrier, but I'm... You feel this?
Oh. Stop.
What's the second?
What was another one? The other one was like listening. Okay, yeah, of course you're going to fucking listen. I get that. Other one.
Not me, bro. When I'm acting in a scene, just know that I have AirPods in.
Ringing.
I'm listening to all sorts of types of fucking.
Can I just say this whole gang. Episode, I've had to take a shit and I've been like, yeah, this it'll go episode. Away. The entire 35 minutes you've been listening, it hasn't gone away and I've had to just take a crazy shit this whole
go ahead,
episode.
Man.
And I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
It's is that why you're staring off into the distance?
I'm kind of just thinking like, about... yeah, I hope this goes away.
Just
or
go.
Like,
just
or maybe
go,
I'll
man.
Just look
go.
Up and like.
Just go, and then you'll have the zoomies.
The episode
afterwards.
Will be over, and I can finally take a shit.
Me and Jack need to.
This is how committed I am to this fucking podcast. By the way.
All right. Do you have 24 more minutes? What's in that? And you're keep drinking coffee.
Yeah, bro. I'd rather be booted up than fucking.
I wish
it's
I could
uncomfortable.
Drink
I go,
coffee
I have
in the
immense
morning
discomfort
the gym
right
so
now.
Bad.
What did you guys just say? Do you guys ever feel that the quality of this podcast is very volatile?
Well, it's moment extremely. To moment, and I'll say this. There's moments where I'm thinking certainly no one could be enjoying listening to this. And then there's other moments where I think no one on earth has ever strung these words before together. And this is connecting with someone that feels lonely right now. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So if it was too
right.
polished,
this
you
is,
wouldn't get the golden nuggets.
This is
you see
the
what I'm
most
saying?
Volatile entertainment wise. We are the most volatile entertainment on planet Earth.
Right.
Because you will listen to this and it's like the entertainment factor is like dipping. It couldn't be less entertaining. Then spike. The stock.
Then
is
a
up.
Crazy spike that gives
we
you
we fucking
10x
joy. A couple times during the podcast.
If we were 10xing the whole podcast, giving
it would be unlistenable
it'd
be too much.
It would be like that. It would be like looking at an angel. You see what I'm saying? You couldn't
exactly.
look.
Exactly.
It's like you can't look at it'd be like being in the fucking tabernacle. Or what do you call it? In the
what
Old
is
Testament.
A tabernacle.
Where,
and I,
where God
I
had to be
like
kept
to be
in that
in
fucking
one.
Box.
I never heard about that.
You what is a tabernacle?
You don't know that God was kept in a box?
The Ark
it's
of the Covenant?
God in a box.
No, I haven't heard that. It's my God in a box.
The Christian PC version of Lonely Island.
It's my God in a box, girl.
That's good.
Damn. I used to know every word to Dick in a Box.
I don't think I've ever heard the verses.
They don't play that over the Bluetooth speakers before every pitch meeting at SNL.
It fucking should.
When's the last time you guys put your hand over your heart for the national anthem? Hmm. I'll tell you what, it's been a while for me for many reasons. Hmm. Yeah. When I was a kid, it was I was standing up straight.
Were you
and,
really?
And by the way, we had the Christian flag as well.
So I didn't know y'all had one.
Oh, there's a Christian flag, man, but people don't want it to be seen.
Let me look it up.
The Christian flag? What is it? I kind of forget. Is it white?
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, I don't mind that. It's white.
Remember when you actually say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school?
Yep. Yeah.
Say it Pledge out of Allegiance. Loud to Wait. The flag.
Should we hit
Talk
it?
About a fucking psyop, dude. Jesus Christ.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. Cue the fucking Macklemore instrumental coming in. We didn't realize we were being brainwashed. You know, I got sent to the fucking principal's office because I didn't want to deal with that shit.
You're resisting.
Not only was I wasn't putting my hand on my heart, I wasn't standing up either.
Wow.
One Nation.
We need to be
hail
dude,
Satan.
We need to be rewarding fucking with dissent liberty. In schools. How can we transform the school system to have more independent thinkers?
Bro,
more
this
dissenters.
Is what I've been, you know, I've been going to different high schools, knocking on the door, asking to see the principal, saying, "We need more independent thinkers."
Independent thought seminar.
Why not one teacher per student, 800 kids per class?
Oh wow! You
one know, on
that's
one.
Why AI is awesome, right?
And then that teacher says, "Teach me. I want to learn from shit. You guys."
If I could have had, I look at Qui-Gon Jinn and his relationship with Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's an ultimate teacher, right? Jedi Master. If I had something like this, someone like this to guide and shape me, I would be not doing this. I would be probably in government. I would probably be doing inventions and making and selling and moving and changing different companies. But it didn't happen for me, bro. And so I'm stuck here with you guys, man. And I'm happy, but I could be great.
Get the fuck out of here, man. If that's how you feel about us, get the fuck out.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
All right. Kill, marry, fuck Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Emperor
Yoda,
Palpatine.
Yoda, please, Yoda.
For some. Yoda.
Man.
God. I have an amazing picture. I've probably said this before, but and it's really crazy that I have said this before on this podcast, but
is it
I have
Yoda?
Several photos of a real person busting on a prosthetic Yoda.
What do you mean you have those pictures? You took them?
Yeah, what do you mean you have them, man?
I just have them on my phone.
They're in the photo, they're in the picture reel?
They're in my picture reel, yeah. Of like, there's somebody. There's one of them. A guy's like busting on Yoda, and it's like looking up. And then another one. I think this is a an artist rendering, but it's like Yoda looking up while like it's like point of view. Yoda's going down on you, and Yoda's like looking up.
My
and I'll say
is...
it makes me laugh every time I look at it. Can and you it should be the background
me?
On
Can
my
Can you send it to
phone.
Me?
Let me
or show me in the
sauna.
Show me in the sauna.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
The most iconic one to me is Yoda eating pussy from, and but you just see the back of his head. See in the back
God,
of Yoda's
why is
head.
Yoda being sexual so hilarious to me?
And why we laugh at that, but in a way where it's like, yeah, let me actually see it. Let me lock eyes on that. I'm curious. You see what I'm saying? What is that, man?
Sexual Yoda.
Laughing with curiosity.
The power of Frank Oz.
Lucasfilms, please respond to my fucking DMs about the sexual Yoda screenplay.
Who is Yaddle? Yaddle, I think, is Yoda's girl.
That's the chick Yoda. Yaddle and Yoda? That's a fuck. Now that is a fucking movie I want to see. Fuck Mandalorian and Grogu. Let
Hello.
Me see them. Oh.
Hello, Yaddle.
Who's that?
Bro. Yaddle.
Yaddle.
Nate, if we joined a Galactic Federation and you very quickly started hooking... Oh, bro. Bad news for Yaddle in the Star Wars comic book. Yaddle passed away.
No.
Oh, God.
So you're telling me the only difference between Yoda and Yaddle is that this fool went to Turkey and got the beautiful hair? That's the only difference?
We get so much mileage out of Yoda.
I know.
So yeah. much mileage.
Look at Yoda's feet.
Name one modern character that has as much. Oh, yeah. Well, though, but you know, they can use their hands and feet just the same, so they could be riding four different.
Why do I want to bite into that like a piece of ginger?
Yeah.
Gorilla.
But I'm saying, name one other character from modern television that has as much sway and power as Yoda.
I don't think there's
maybe
been
is
one.
The closest. Groot.
SpongeBob.
Groot.
It's pathetic.
Pikachu.
I heard they're bringing Fat Pikachu back.
What'd you say?
They're bringing Fat Pikachu back.
Back?
What else do you need to hear?
What do you mean? What is this?
They made Pikachu kind of more skinnier, and now it's coming back as fat.
Oh, the like art?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So that's some good news. We need to bring back some good news.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Right. John Krasinski.
Bringing out some good news to everybody.
John Krasinski.
What do you think? Go ahead. Yep. Jack.
Just the idea that he is not Scientologist is insane to me. No.
Right. Yeah. He does kind of give. I could see that. But what do you guys think billionaires are eating for breakfast? What do you think? Jeff Bezos, is he flying in shit? Is he eating caviar?
I think it's like an IV drip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think
eating
it's like
all your nutrients
like
and vitamins.
Pill cocktail of IV drip and some of the orange. You know how we have yellow egg yolks usually? The billionaires' egg yolks are orange.
Extra orange.
Extra, extra orange. Does eating eggs ever freak you out? Or you don't even think about that shit. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
It's nutrition.
Nope. Never. I don't really think about it now.
It doesn't trip me up at all anymore. That's what's funny.
You know, I had a duck egg, and for some reason that like I was feeling grossed out eating it.
Well, was it?
It was huge.
Soaked in soy sauce.
No, it was just like a hard boiled. I was eating hard boiled duck eggs from
this
Costco.
Is on set. This is what you were demanding. This,
yeah.
On set.
No, I got these from Costco, and I was like, oh, these are supposed to be, like, more nutritious, you know? And they're fucking huge. Like, they're, like, twice the size of an egg. And it says on there, like, more delicious, you know, more nutritional value or something, which I don't doubt. I was definitely feeling the nutrition as I was eating them. But there was just something about the duck egg that just – I was just like, I don't like this. It's like a little harder. The texture is a little bit different. And I was like begging to eat a chicken egg after I went through that fucking dozen
Please
of eggs.
Give me a chicken egg now.
Please, for the love of God.
Jack, does eating eggs ever gross you out or not even?
If they taste bad.
Right.
I'm never really grossed out like by the vibe of an egg, whatever vibe is the egg, I'm down. But yeah, if it tastes fucking bad.
Well, guys, walk me through how you eat scrambled eggs. Walk me through that now. Do not delay.
Highest heat possible.
The fastest, yeah. Here's how you do it, which I've learned from one of the Queer Eye guys, the one that's the chef.
Anthony, bro.
Anthony. He said, you three eggs. Get a bowl, mix that shit up, put a little bit of water in that. Oh. Do you do this?
No.
This is what Anthony said, and he's a Queer Eye guy, so he knows what he's talking about. He said, put a little bit of water in that, mix that shit up, get some butter in the pan, a lot of butter.
Yeah.
Low heat.
Yes.
Keep the eggs moving. Constantly.
Yeah. This is right.
And it'll take a while, but that shit's going to be fluffy.
Bussing.
As fuck.
That is exactly how I do it too, Nate. Respect. I don't put water in, but I respect your method.
No. Listen, here's how you do it. Half a carton of egg whites, dump it in, no oil. Then.
No oil. Ruin the
sprinkle
pan.
Cheese. That's when you get the Parmesan sprinkle cheese. 25 ounces or grams rather. That's when you fucking go get the mushrooms, dump that shit on there, let it turn into a fucking brick, smack that shit, scrape it off the pan, put it on a plate. Tell me that doesn't taste like lobster.
Jesus. Jack, I know you are unafraid of Teflon. Does Teflon, you're
scraping zero it, you're fear. Using a metal spatula, scraping it up and adding
I'll
that.
Use a fucking knife. Yeah. I'm getting rice out the
you're putting extra layers of knife. PFPs or whatever they're called.
PS2s.
You what game I just got?
What?
On the Steam? Split Fiction. You ever heard of this?
I have heard of this.
Are you playing it with Jay?
2025 game of the year. Co-op game of the year.
We played about half of it, and we couldn't get through it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a good like two-player co-op game. This feels like a game that you would come up with, Eric. It's like two writers go into this facility, and they're trying to get a publishing deal. One is a sci-fi writer,
and one is
a fantasy writer. And they have to live within their own stories, but they get stuck in the same bubble.
And AI is trying to harvest their ideas.
Exactly.
I think
the dialogue in it is so funny. Like, it's like, I just want to get a publishing deal. Shut up.
Yeah. They need to do a male live action reboot of Split Fiction where I play both authors. Please. Please, man.
Have y'all played the Untitled Goose Game?
No.
You know this?
I think no. I might have heard of this.
It's called the Untitled Goose Game. And me and Raleigh have been playing it. You can play it solo or co-op, and you're two geese. And basically, all you can do is grab stuff and oink, or quack, rather.
What?
And the whole game is you just going around people's yards and fucking with them. It's a puzzle game.
I need to find this now.
It's pretty fun. It's kind of hard. It's like
Untitled Goose.
Maybe it's not fun, actually. Maybe it's like doing homework. You happen to beat geese.
I've been playing 2012's Euro Truck Driver. What is it? Euro Driving
that sounds
Simulator.
Fun.
And you're just driving a semi truck on European highways.
Any country specifically?
Ah, many. You can go through many countries. I'm in Denmark right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
If I was single,
it's beautiful.
Political.
If I was single, I would have a one-bedroom apartment in the Midwest, and I would spend all of my fucking check on a driving simulation, and I would go home, smoke the craziest fucking blunt. I would do dabs.
You can do this now.
I would
mate.
Drive all day long. On
you
the
can do it now. Listening
with
to
sunglasses
music.
On.
I want to do this with flight.
Big 2 liters of fucking Pepsi.
The big 2 liters of Buffalo Trace.
yeah, Pepsi and Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace with a straw and some Splenda in there. Shake it up. Ice. Suck that down.
Just get to work.
Don't mind that. Guys, any final breakfast items that you want? Pancakes or waffles? So let's end on that.
Ooh.
The answer is pancakes. I hate to say it. The answer is just bottom line pancakes.
Yeah, but if you can make it in one of them hotel sort of, you know.
Waffle makers.
I'm going waffle.
Jack?
Yeah.
Pancakes or waffles?
Listen, yeah, I'd rather have a bite of pancake.
And in the morning, we're having waffles. Donkey.
Hey, Fortnite's doing South Park right now.
Oh, thank
Whoa.
God. They got my message.
To South Park?
Please, but Kenny. Is Butters in there? Butters.
We'll have to wait and see.
But tell me there's a Tim A skin.
We don't even know. Three of us don't even know. That's what's crazy.
Nate, what gave you joy, man?
Holy shit. What the fuck gave me joy? I would say, I already mentioned it, but playing Split Fiction. Just kind of rolled the dice on this one. And it's a fun game. It's pretty fun. It's expensive though for like, I was like, this should be like
Is it 60 bucks? 60 bucks?
It's 50 bucks, but I'm like, bruh, this should be like 12 bucks, honestly. And I still have to take a shit really badly.
Wow, that time kind of flew by though, huh?
I survived for you guys. Very quickly. Jack, did anything give you joy in your deep sickness?
Yeah, so many things. Just being sick and still having to do so much stuff is so cool. I love it.
What the hell are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing a little bit of work here and there. I'm redecorating the office. I'm building a day bed. And I have to like move a bunch of fucking shit out of the apartment into the apartment today. And that's not going to be fun, but
you need rest, dude. You need to pull the rest card.
I can't
say I'm sleeping today. I'm recovering my body. You're falling apart. Look at you.
I feel great. Eric, what gave you joy?
I have said it many times before, but I keep listening to The Breakfast Show with Flo on NTS. And she played this Prince song I'd never heard called Do Yourself a Favor. You guys know this one?
No, sir.
No.
Do you hear that? Drums for a little bit. Then just wait, bro. Isn't that good?
I fucking shit my pants right now.
I feel so bad. My throat is so itchy. I gotta stop now.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you guys have a good start to your week. All right, this is the Joy Tactics Breakfast episode.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.